Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, finally back to you with a new podcast episode. After a break when I wrote a book, wrote some new programs, and developed a whole lot of short free workshops. Check the notes for a link. You could join us. NLP Canada Training is now completely online, and that means we are accessible to everyone. And that's really exciting. The book I wrote is called Resilience, Grow Stronger in a Time of Crisis. And I wrote it so that people would look around during the mess of a situation we've found ourselves in since March. A situation that leaves us uncertain about where we will be as we move forward. And I thought that there were two important questions to answer. One was, how do we keep finding our best stuff when so much of our best self comes from our interaction with other people? And that's really limited right now. And two, how do you set good goals when you don't know what's coming at you and you don't know what's possible? So I'm going to give you three tips to help with those problems and encourage you to buy the book. It is short, and it is shorter than it looks because you can pick it up, just read 4 or 5 pages, do an exercise, and you'll come away with something you need right then. You don't have to read it all at once. So my first tip is to go for a walk. And you're like, go for a walk. You mean like power walking, like getting in shape walking, like 10,000 steps walking. And I'm going to say no. What I mean is, when your body is moving forward comfortably, your brain looks for ways to move forward comfortably on the problems that have you worried or stuck or stressed. And so one of the best things you can do for your problems is to take them for a walk. Now, you're probably going to need like a half an hour because you need long enough to walk so that your muscles loosen up a little, so that you find a rhythm, so that your thoughts start to unwind, and so that you get to connect a little with nature, because there's evidence that getting out under the trees is going to bring down the levels of cortisol in your blood. That's a stress hormone. You're going to start feeling better. My first advice in NLP is always don't assume the answer is complicated. If somebody gives you an easy thing to try, try it. My second tip, spend some time reviewing, refreshing, remembering, building up your memory of your connections with people you like or admire, or people who have particular strengths or skills that you would like to have, especially that you would like to grow as you grow stronger. And just sitting with a memory as though it were a movie, as though you were replaying a favorite scene so that you can see what was happening, hear what was happening, feel as you were feeling as it was happening. As you were connected to this person you admire, is going to start giving you some of the benefits that you get when you spend the day just looking around the world and picking out people to give your attention. And if you're wise, picking people to give your attention who are going to reward that attention, not because they're going to actively do something for you, but because sharing their perspective or their state is going to give you something you need so that you see your own situation differently or find yourself with a different energy. So, what do I mean? Think of somebody now, somebody you respect, somebody you've respected for a long time. And I want you to go back into one of the times that you were actually in the room with that person and just see what they were doing that you respected, hear what you were hearing, feel what you were feeling as you were in this encounter with somebody you respected. And as you do, just notice that you're making changes in yourself as you think about it that allow you to be more like that person. person. And tip number three is about looking forward. The best way always to build your future is not on the things outside of you, but the things inside of you. And so I'd encourage you to think of just two things right now. A time you were working and you were satisfied and that the work was good work. Got a time like that? I want you to explore that memory, go back into it and just feel how you feel, see how you see and hear how you hear when you're doing good work, when you are having an impact on the world that you want to have. And then I'd like you to pick what might seem the opposite experience or might seem an adjacent experience. An experience that has a lot in common with working is playing. A time when you were doing something just because you could do it, just because it was safe to do it, just because it was fun to do it. And that might be playing like a game or playing like a child, or it might be playing with ideas that you like to play with, or playing on a team where you enjoy the interaction. But just think all the way back into your experience of play. And now you can take those two experiences, the one of doing good work and the one of playing, and you can begin to apply those as a template to help you make sure that in each of your days you do some good work and you have some good play. And this is going to allow you to build all kinds of interesting strengths. It will allow you to set good goals for your days, your weeks, your months, and it will make you stronger. So those are three quick tips for feeling better, doing better, being resilient, and getting stronger, even in the midst of the difficult situations we find ourselves in today. They come from the book Resilience, Grow Stronger in a Time of Crisis. You can find it at Amazon or at Chapters Indigo or wherever books are sold. And I would love to have you pick up a copy and then let me know what in the book specifically worked for you. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Candidate Training, and I'm looking forward to more podcast episodes on how to grow stronger in difficult times.